Got the coffee brewing for the coach this morning. Coach Johnny Nino with us, head football coach for the Bobcats. Are you a coffee drinker, Coach?
No, I am not. No, I'm not. I've never been able to drink it.
Well, you might want to start popping some coffee, man. You know, it's kind of good early in the morning.
That's what I hear, but no, I think I'm old enough to say I think I'll pass.
I might get you to switch. You never know.
Yes, sir. You might.
I've been known to do some things like that. Well, last Friday night, you guys have played a really good first half against Sunray, and then things kind of fell apart in the second half. But let's kind of recap the game from Friday. The final score was 50-6, and really the score didn't really indicate what was going on, I didn't think.
Well, no, sir. I felt like for at least the first quarter, for sure, our defense played real well. We had trouble moving the ball. We moved the ball here and there. We couldn't consistently get a drive going. We would move the ball, and then we'd either have a fumble snap, a penalty, something that would set us behind the chains, and the drive would fizzle. And then in the second quarter, it seemed like they kind of blitzed us a little bit, scored there at the beginning of the second quarter, and then we had a busted coverage. And they scored again, so that kind of back-to-back kind of broke our back a little bit.
Well, that I think it was either a punt or a kickoff. I don't remember which one. Where the, I guess Sunray player kicked the ball down the field. Was that a punt?
That was a fumbled snap.
Okay, that was a strange play, man.
Yeah, that's an illegal kicking, and it's 10 yards, and then we replay the down.
So let's kind of start off in the first quarter. Things were kind of tight there. But when Sunray kicked off, they had, I don't know if they did this on purpose or not, but they were like kicking the ball just kind of so it would go 15 or 20 yards. And I think they had an onside kick a couple times too.
Yes, sir. You know, I told our guys, I said after, who do we play, Olton, when we nearly returned a couple of kickoffs, you know, teams are not going to kick deep to us very often. So we have to be ready to catch those pooch kicks and to catch the those squib kicks that they send.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's talk about some of the players last Friday night that performed well for the Dimmitt Bobcats against Sunray.
Well, we got Vicente Soto played well. I thought Johnny Morales played well again. This is the second game in a row where he's played really well. Sabian Martinez stepped in at a quarterback and did some good things. I thought Jordan Casas did well on both sides of the ball. Damian Arriaga, he's a steady guy. He gives us a complete game on both sides of the ball. So you know, we've got some guys that are performing well. We've got some guys that are doing what we ask. We're just having too many breakdowns that we've got to correct that, quit having those breakdowns, and we've got to get more consistent on offense. I think our defense plays well, and then they stay on the field too long, and the chink in the armor starts to be exposed. So, you know, we have to get some consistent offensive moving the ball.
Well, even the number one team in the country had a scare last week when Alabama came to Austin, and they're lucky to get out of there with that win and get out of there alive.
Oh, yes, sir. On any given day, you know, that's what I've always told the kids. On any given day, anything can happen. Oh, you know, we can't control a lot of stuff. We just got to worry about what we can control.
They were a 20-point favorite to win that game against Texas, so somebody lost some money on that, I bet.
Yeah, I bet there are a lot of people lost some money on that.
So you're on the road to Brownfield this week. What do you know about Brownfield?
Brownfield, they run a 4-3. They've run a 4-3 defense. They'll spread it out on offense. They've got some good quick receivers, and their quarterback, he's just a sophomore, and he, again, he, you know, like the sophomore we just saw against Sunray, you know, he can throw the ball. He's very good at throwing the ball. He's good at directing that offense, and you know, their offensive line and defensive line, they're not overly big, but they've got some good size to them. And so their running back runs pretty hard. They've got two running backs, and number 33, it looks to me like they used to be their bruiser, and then they've got a number 22 that they look to be their scat back, the guy that they used to try to get outside. So we're going to have to be fundamentally sound on both sides of the ball. We're going to have to try and it's like I told the kids, these last two games before district, we have got to use those as opportunity to improve. So we got to show improvement offensively and defensively.
So they're going to run the same offense and defense like Sunray did, basically, right?
Yes, sir. It's basically the exact same thing we just saw, which is a plus for us because we've seen it, and we'll be able to block it and be able to defend it. So they do on defense. They do send their linebackers a little more than what Sunray did. So we have to be ready to pick up blitzing linebackers on Friday night.
So how do you match up size-wise against Brownfield?
You know, size-wise, we're not going to be as big. Of course, I don't think we're going to match up size-wise with anybody we play. We just have to fire off the ball and keep our feet moving and get in the way to give our running backs a chance to get through the hole.
So what else do you know about Brownfield? What's their record? I haven't had a chance to look.
I believe I'm not sure. Let me go see. I'm not sure if they've won all three or they've won two and lost one. They've started off with a very successful season so far. Their confidence is going to be sky high. And it's like I told our kids, they're 3-0. They are 3-0. They beat Post, Tulia, and Roosevelt. And like I told our kids, I said, we're going over there and we're going to be their homecoming.
I saw homecoming on the schedule. So they beat Tulia, which Tulia has a pretty good club this year.
Yeah, you know, I saw that video, and you know, Tulia is a good team. Again, just like us, they just had some breakdowns that they couldn't afford to have, and Brownfield took advantage of it. So, you know, we have to try and be sound and be disciplined. Friday night.
All right, two road games coming up against Brownfield and then, of course, Highland Park. So got to get things tuned up before October 7th comes around.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We do have to get them tuned up, have to get them ready to go. And, you know, it's like I told the kids, you know, we got two choices. We can stand up and fight or we can roll over and just play the rest of the season. I said, there's no third choice. So, you know, I think we have the kids that will stand up and fight. I believe our young men will stand up and fight, and they have so far. They've given me everything they have, and they play hard. Sometimes we just make too many mistakes.
Well, it's going to be 92 degrees on Friday, so it's going to be another hot Friday night, so that's kind of tough, too. You got to kind of drink lots of water and Gatorade there.
Yes, sir. It will be hot. It will be hot. I saw that it's going to be 92. And so hopefully by the time 7 o'clock rolls around now in September, the sun starts going down a little bit. Maybe it'll cool off and won't be as hot.
All right, we'll be on the road with you guys, heading down there to do the radio broadcast. And we'll talk with you next week. And hopefully we got an upset coming up down there to homecoming for Brownfield.
Yes, sir. That's what I told them. We can go over there and spoil their homecoming. That would
might
be great.
Might as well.
So, yes, sir. That's the plan. Go spoil the homecoming.
All right, Coach Johnny Nino with us for the Bobcats. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, sir.